This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Boston Public Schools Superintendent Tommy Chang is on the way out. Chang came to Boston from California in 2015 as a young education leader with a mandate for change, but he struggled to build support over a tumultuous few years in a new city. On Thursday, a coalition of civil rights and student advocacy groups sued the Boston Public Schools to find out how much student information the system shares with federal immigration officials. WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin is here with us now. Hi, Max.
Hi, Sharon.
What do we know about why Chang left?
Well, it seems clear, Sharon, that this was Mayor Walsh's decision. Chang is only saying in a statement that he's in, quote, active negotiations with the Boston School Committee for a mutual parting of ways. But the timing makes sense. The school year is coming to a close. Mayor Walsh was just reelected, and clearly he has a lot more that he wants to do when it comes to education.
Well, Max, what was the big strike against Chang?
Well, superintendents get a regular public job evaluation before the school committee. And I remember being at the last one where Chang got high marks on most measures except for community engagement. It seems like that was on Mayor Walsh's mind as he and Chang agreed to this. Walsh said in a statement that he wants Chang's successor to be someone, quote, with a proven record in management who can gain the confidence of the community, someone in it for the long term.
Where did that community engagement problem come up?
Well, first of all, everyone acknowledges that it is hard to be a superintendent of a big city school district. There are tons of different groups you have to please, and difficult decisions about money or performance are springing up all the time. But parents kept feeling like those decisions were getting sprung on them at the last minute. First, there was a hurried closure of the struggling Mattahunt Elementary School 2 years ago, which many in Mattapan took as kind of a slight. Chang had to handle the fallout from racially motivated incidents at Boston Latin School, including a federal finding of inaction there. The mayor announced this initiative called Build BPS. It's a $1 billion capital investment in school buildings, but parents have felt excluded from that process as well. And then the biggest dust-up was probably around school start times. Chang changed the timetable for the whole system, and that schedule actually did work better for many high schoolers and minority families I spoke to, but it came so suddenly that many parents kind of revolted. City councilor and BPS parent Anissa Asabi George is the chair of the council's education committee. She says she agreed with Chang on the need for new start times, especially to make high school later. But that wasn't the problem, she said.
With the rollout, there was just really a significant deafness about the needs of our kids and the needs of our families.
So Chang ended up having to put all those start time changes on hold due to that pushback.
Right. Well, what would you say is Chang's legacy?
Well, Chang came in as a kind of young, change-oriented superintendent, and there have been changes under his tenure. There are longer school days at many BPS schools. He spread out an enrichment curriculum called Excellence for All. Something that came up in our series this week on education reform, the city has brought down suspension rates year over year while he's been in charge. They're experimenting with restorative justice practices in the schools rather than harsh punishment. He's also been at the head of a movement to bump up the quality of school food. There are new kitchens in East Boston, a new food supplier, and he expanded access to Boston Latin and other exam schools for students of color. And he did kind of correct course on some of those unpopular decisions. The Mattahunt, that Mattapan school the school committee voted to close 2 years ago, that's now reopened as an early education center with the nation's first dual language English Creole program. That's gotten a lot of attention.
What do parents want in Chang's successor?
Well, Sharon, we did a WBUR poll last month, and it found that many parents throughout the state want more funding for education. That is certainly the case in Boston. It's true that the rising bill for charter schools and dwindling state aid have hit urban districts like Boston pretty hard, and it's made that difficult superintendent job even harder. Mary Battenfeld is one of those parents. She's an organizer with Quest, a parents group that's argued for more school funding. She's looking for someone who'll do the same.
We really want someone who'll be a powerful champion for public education, deeply rooted in the community, and then not someone coming from the corporate world.
So Mayor Walsh right now is working on selecting an interim superintendent. The search for a new leader of such a big district can take a really long time.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Sharon.
WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin. This is 90.9 WBUR.